When he went around the room and got up to leave, he turned back after he talked to the other governors, and he said, "Billy, we're all right." I said, "Yeah, Mr. President, we're all right." He said, "Well, do me a favor. Call me before you call Anderson Cooper." So, "Mr. President, I don't have your number. Give Billy my number to the White House." Bobby Jindal leaned over and said, "Billy, I don't have that number." I said, "Don't worry, Governor, I'll give it to you later."
Tell us about how Plaquemines Parish is doing in terms of environmental situation here post-oil spill. What are some of the things that are ongoing that have gotten better?
The parish has come back greatly. We identified areas of heavy oil. A lot of people worked hard to suck up that oil along the coast in those heavily impacted areas. As you see hot summer days and some of that oil that was sunk with the dispersants, well, over time it'll dissipate, but it's going to appear and reappear. My concern has always been it works its way into that marsh, that light sheen, and settles. It's not recoverable oil, but it kills that grass. Hurricane Isaac that flooded portions of this parish, we had marsh grass like we didn't see for Katrina. It was from levee to levee, 20 feet deep. And those are acres of land that we've lost that now will cause additional tidal surge up against the levees, because that marsh grass lays down tidal surge. So that's why it's so important for PP to settle these claims with the parishes and the state, so we can take that money to rebuild the ridges and islands to keep the storm surge at bay from the coastal communities.
What do you make of the fact that BP's appealed a lot of the court rulings along the way about some of these payouts?
To me, there's no incentive for anybody to sit down and work this thing out, and that's the most frustrating thing. I don't know how to get everybody to the table, but I think nobody wins if this thing drags out for several years.
I'm speaking with Billy Nungesser, the former president of Plaquemines Parish. If we went out and talked to some of the people having breakfast here about this, people who live in Belchase, live in Plaquemines Parish, 5 years out from the oil spill, how are they feeling? How are they impacted?
It's mixed. You got people that are going out there catching a lot of fish, having a great time. And in the areas that weren't heavily impacted, everything's great. Some of the areas where people have camps out there that were heavily impacted, that see that light sheen reappear from time to time, know there's going to be a time frame before it is back to normal. You've also got some of the people that have not had their claims paid, and you've got some people that made a lot of money. So you're going to have a lot of different views. There's a lot of areas where the shrimping and crabbing is great, but the populations in a lot of areas are not back to what they were before. The Gulf as a whole, has it come back? I believe the fishing's good and things are coming back, but you know those long-term effects, I'm not confident that everything's 100% back to normal. There's a lot of things that should be done or not being done, and I just hope that between the states and BP, we can see a settlement and get all these claims paid and get the money for rebuilding the coast and put it to good use.
What's the moment that sticks with you post-oil spill? Something that happened that, you know, you still think about?
I think about that night driving to Venice and listening as they were pulling people out the water. I was writing down names. And my wife was posting them on Facebook so people knew their loved ones had survived. People say, well, that happened in the past. Let's move forward. But if we don't learn from the mistakes we made and we don't bring that to light, we're never going to change it, because there's going to be another accident, whether it be an oil spill or something else. And we've got to make sure the state, the federal government, the local government is working as a team. And that's what is so critical. You know, one thing I saw, the cooperative spirit amongst the coastal parishes and those leaders to band together and help each other has been something that I am so proud of here in Louisiana. We roll up our sleeves and put on those white shrimp boots and we go out and help each other. And that cooperative spirit and that love for Louisiana will stay with me forever.
I've been speaking with Billy Nungesser, former president of Plaquemines Parish. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it. And thank you for your interest.